Welcome to the Runners Roundtable Podcast. Season 4 is Conversations with Runners, and each episode features a conversation with an inspiring female runner who is making the running community better in her own way. In this episode, I'm talking to Jocelyn Henderson about her joy of running, which includes running Disney races, and the importance of representation in running. Enjoy this episode, and thanks for listening. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Season 4, Runners Roundtable, where every episode I am talking to an inspiring female runner who is doing her thing in the running community and inspiring us all to make running our own thing as well. And I am speaking today to Jocelyn Henderson, and I'm really excited to speak with you because I first started following you, I think it was maybe 2022, when Enterprise had people for the springtime surprise race, and you were one of the people that was there, and I was invited to come along for that too. And I discovered you, and I'm gonna say this, and I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I was like, here is a Black woman running Disney and living it up. Yeah. And for me, it was just that where I was like, this is what we need to see. This is representation. This is women coming into these Disney spaces, these Disney races, which are, you know, they can be expensive. They can be quite challenging to logistically make happen. And yet you were there, you were doing them. And let me tell you, Are you having as much fun as it looks like you're having?
Always. I'm always having fun.
Okay, because I'm like, why? She looks like she's just having so much fun. And it's just, for me, it's just joyful to see that. Joyful to see that running can be done by anyone and that we can make it really, really fun. So before we kind of go deeper into the Disney part of stuff and how that has become such a big part of your runner identity, can you tell us about yourself and how you even got started with running?
So a little bit about myself. I'm a native of Florida. To bring the Disney aspect in, I started going to Disney. Of course, you're from Florida. You go all the time, you know, Christmases. So I grew up doing Disney, and I do physical therapy that's my profession. I'm a PTA, so I do that daily. I got into running when I actually moved to Georgia, joined the local Black Girls Run chapter here, started running, and again, started my Instagram page because there wasn't that representation. You know, at the time, Black Girls Run was just getting started. After running with them for a little while, I got pregnant. Again, there I didn't see around me any Black women runners that were pregnant. So I was following other, you know, non-minority runners who were like getting ideas, getting tips. So for me, I even started my own page as a means of saying, hey, we can do this. It's not just for a certain set of people. It's good, you know, it's good for our kids to see us doing this. It's good for other friends. And then, you know, you bring Disney into that, right? It's just, the rest is history. So,
yeah. What was your first Disney race?
Like most women, Princess Half Marathon Weekend 2015. Everybody starts with Princess, you know, interestingly enough.
Yeah, that was my first run Disney experience was with Princess 2013. And I ran it that year and I fell in love. I mean, Disney races are famous for their early start times and for lots of walking before you even get to the start line, at least with the half marathon. But I did that race and I was so in love with running because people really dress up. Like people go to those races to make a production of it. Like it's 13.1 miles of just pure delightful joy. And It's yeah, I've ran a few Disney races. I think I've done at least in Florida at least one from all of them. There was 2015 or 2016. I went to Disneyland when they had the Avengers half marathon. That was the only California Disneyland race I did, but I really it's just such a production. So can you walk us down that first princess experience for you?
So first princess experience, another good Disney friend, Shauna Adams, who was new to running herself, who really wasn't a runner, but more of I like Disney and there's a run, let's do it. And again, I was about, I put my, I was the calculation, I was about 4 months pregnant. So she's like, well, I can do that and walk it with you. I was like, okay, which I didn't walk. I walk her in. And so we get there, we go to the expo. We find these matching shirts. We buy these matching red sparkle athletic skirts because you know that is the big thing. And so we're out there just taking it all in. Really didn't know what to expect, but ended up having an amazing time and being hooked after that. So yeah.
How many Disney races would you say you've done since?
See, I'm gonna have to count. I've told people I have missed, if I've missed 1 or 2 weekends. In 9 years, I've been run Disney 9 years. Even did the virtual races during COVID. So races themselves, quite a lot. And I'm going to count because again, lately people have been asking, so I can't tell you how, but I did at least one race for most of the race weekends since 2015, except for I know I missed Wine and Dine last year. My husband was on a work trip, and maybe one other weekend. But yeah, I've done a lot.
What would you say is your biggest tip for people? And that was something that I noticed this year, or I'd say over the last few months, where you started posting tips on your Instagram account for like I loved it because you're like, so let's this is what I think there was one that you even highlighted expo and like what to expect. So what would you say is your number one run Disney tip?
The main question that a lot of people get, they see it's an up and coming race and like, when can I register? How can I get in this race? Following Run Disney and looking at that race registration calendar, because again, next, well, February 12th, I think, starts the beginning of the season for 24-25. So marking your calendar on those registrations because people are like, oh, I want to run, but it's been sold out for months, you know? So that's the biggest tip in knowing when to register, because then after you register in your race, the rest of it's, you know, the rest of it's easy. It's getting into the Run Disney races.
Yeah, that was something that I joined the Facebook group, the Team Run Disney Facebook group. And every time there's a registration, I mean, people are great because they'll share, hey, registration's coming up. But then they would also share registration sold out in X number of minutes, or make sure you're logged into your account so that you don't have to worry about logging in. And it can be pretty intense, but I've also gone the route of running for charity. Have you ever ran for charity for the Disney races?
So yes, I have. For the past 5 years, I have ran the Princess 10K for Dragon Masters Initiative. So I think charity options are great options, and especially if you're running for something that you really like. And like Dragon Masters, it's supports childhood cancer and research. For those, check it out. Amazing charity. Amanda, who's the president, absolutely fantastic, along with her husband. So yeah, that I have ran for charity, and I encourage that if you don't get in races, because then you're not only supporting a good cause, but you're getting ready to run the race. You get a chance to run the race as well.
Yeah, that is I've ran for several charities. I think Disney is probably the one like racing events that I've fundraised the most for, those races. And I can't agree any more with you on the making sure to pick an organization that you feel passionate about or that you really believe in their mission, because then it does make the job or the work of fundraising feel just, it's not as hard. So
Correct.
Thank you for sharing that, because it's, I think that's something that people might see, oh, it's sold out and now I won't ever have a chance to do it. And it's like, no, you do. You just might have to work a little bit harder because you're going to fundraise, but it is going to be worth it in a different way. How would you say you've evolved as a Run Disney runner since that first princess to what's the most recent event you did?
I did Disneyland, the Disneyland Double Dare Challenge. So I just
Okay.
did Disneyland a few weeks ago.
Yeah. So you, okay. So can you explain to people what the Disneyland double challenge is? And then did you get your coast to coast at that race?
I did. I
Okay. And then
did.
can you explain to people what that is as well?
Right. So the Dumbo Dare Challenge is running the 10K on Saturday and running a half marathon on Sunday, completing 19.3 miles to get an extra medal, which is a beautiful Dumbo medal. That's why I wanted to run it. I didn't have that in my collection because I hadn't ran that particular race series at Disneyland before. So I was excited about that. Along with that, I earned the Coast to Coast medal. So what the Coast to Coast medal is, running a race on the East Coast and running a race on the West Coast. So having to run at least a half marathon. So the week prior to running in Disneyland, I ran the Walt Disney World Goofy Challenge, which is the half marathon on Saturday and the full marathon on Sunday. So that made me qualify for a beautiful Coast to Coast Challenge medal.
So then you walked away from the weekend, well, those 2 weeks, all right? So you had a half marathon plus the Goofy medal. Then you did the 10K half marathon, and I'm assuming there was a challenge medal for
There
that.
was a challenge there.
And then
Yes.
the coast to coast. So you walked away from those events with
Yeah,
seven
seven.
medals. How many
Yeah.
t-shirts did you have after that?
Same thing. Well, no, six t-shirts. I didn't get a coast to coast, but six t-shirts. That's why I tell people I am always in a Run Disney shirt. I have so many of them, and I wear them to work. So,
I was gonna say, do you actually have all the shirts, or do you do? Okay.
So a little thing about that. So I talk to my patients and my coworkers. They know I run. So I always come back and you're like, let me see your shirt. So my patients like my run shirts too. So I'll wear them and they,
That's
they tell me, I like that one.
I love that. That's so awesome. I have, well, I there's this company called Project Repat, and I, because I don't, I have all my medals, I have all my bibs, like I can't part with them. I also have all my race shirts. However, I do clean out my closet like all the time. I go through periods where I'm like, I don't want to see more than 10 shirts in my closet. Like I clean things out. And I discovered Project Repat. So I'm like, I still have my shirts, but now I have a comfortable blanket. So it's made it so I feel like I'm like, I can still have everything without necessarily having it take up space in my closet. And it's also incredibly functional. So all my blankets have multiple Disney shirts and all the different race shirts. And it's just, it's so fun. Like that organization is just such a great way to hold on to the memories without
So
necessarily.
funny you said it. I did one of those last December,
Okay.
and again did some of my major ones, even my first marathon that was non-Disney. So, and of course it's filled with primarily Disney, but yeah, I did the same thing because I'm like, I need to get rid of some of these shirts. And so
Yeah.
now I keep it in my car. It's my travel car blanket.
Oh, yep. You see, so I have, what do we have? I think I've made three blankets. I have a box for a fourth one now. And what I've realized is that you can never really have enough blankets. Like, I have one. My youngest daughter took one of them. My oldest daughter has the third one. So, like, everyone in the house definitely enjoys those blankets. So, I just wanted to shout them out because I'm like, they're
They're
such a
great.
great way to keep the shirts without necessarily keeping them in that way. So you just mentioned that you have ran races outside of Disney. Have you done a lot of races outside of Disney? And do you mind sharing maybe what some of those were?
Yeah, I do quite a few. I tell people I run races outside of Disney to train for Disney. And you're like, really? I was like, yeah, because you want, even for Disney races, you have to submit a proof of time. So of course, you don't get that proof of time, a good one, by stopping for characters. So again, I try to do a few marathons and half marathons outside of, I'm near the Atlanta area, so I do try to run in Atlanta quite often. I'm not on a 50 states quest, but if I can get on in another state and run a half or a full a half, to date, I would say outside of the Chicago Marathon, my second favorite has been the Detroit Free Press half. So great race. I loved it. It was extremely cold, but I was a very good race. I loved it.
I when does that race take place? That is that in the fall?
Yeah, like October-ish.
Okay.
October is like, yeah, somewhere
Yeah,
been
I'm
there.
like
So
trying to remember. I'm like, when is that?
okay.
Okay. So you live outside of Atlanta and then your training happens outside of Atlanta. As someone who is a Floridian here, and I'm further south, right? I'm in Miami where it is flat. Like I get to Orlando and on the, I always laugh. I feel like such a wimp when I run the races in Disney because you know how you're going on highways. I'm like, oh my
Yeah.
gosh, these hills, they're so hard. And I know it's just me. It's me and my Miami legs. But do you train? Like, is it hilly where you're at? Like, how do you feel when you go to these Disney races?
I'll tell you too, I'm grateful. Because where I am, luckily, I get the best of both seasons.
Okay.
Like here the other day, it was 27 degrees. But then in the summertime, we'll get 80, 90 degrees. So when I go to Disney, I'm in my comfort zone regardless. And I'm a tad bit faster because I'm not running on hills. I can't avoid them when I go to Atlanta when I'm here. So yeah, it's like a little bit of relief. Like, yes, I've got a flat course. I'm gonna crush this. I can have fun. So again, that's why I'm so happy.
That's why it's every time I run them, I'm like, this is not flat. Who says flat? And then I have to remind myself because I'm used to sea level or like below sea level in certain parts. But when I go to Disney, there's that. So, can you, for people who aren't familiar with Disney races, can you walk us through what a typical race day would look like? And let's just to throw it out there, let's do a half marathon. What would a typical half marathon day at Disney look like?
So most of the races start at 5 a.m. So getting up about 1:30, 2 o'clock is when my alarm goes off. Because if you're like me, I like to get there pre-race a little early because there are characters. So, and people are getting there earlier and earlier. When I first started Disney, nobody was there at 3 o'clock in the morning. Now there are lines waiting to get into the security line. So 2:30, we're out the door. Even if I stay on property, I generally like to drive my car, even though the bus system's great. It's fantastic. I do tell people, if you're going to be on a bus, try to be your first one, which it's posted at the resorts. Most buses leave at 2:30. So you want to be on that first bus. But I drive because I like to take those few minutes after the race and sit in my car. So 3 o'clock, it's opening, going through security, hanging out with friends, of course, because it's like a big family reunion now, with 9 years of all the people that you've met, or people that you meet through social media, and it's like, hey, I want to see you before the race. Corrals open about, the times vary, so it's heading off to your corral, waiting for a little while still, for about 30, 45 minutes, which is good thing about Disney, lots of music. Lots of entertainment, lots of interviews, hearing a lot of inspiring stories on why other people run. And then it's race time. So again, for me, now that I've ran so many Disney races, I don't necessarily stop for every character. I will stop for unique ones or ones if I'm dressed as that character, like Princess for 2023, Princess Atta is always on the course. And that's who I channeled. So I made sure to stop and get a picture with her. Race ends. I hang out in the parking lot, have a couple of drinks with friends, because again, it's still a party. It's still a family reunion. I might head to the parks and I might not. Most of the time, a little bit. And then, if I'm running the next day, if it's marathon weekend, or Unfortunately, most times after the half marathon, I have to drive back home because I have to work the next day. So, yay.
Yeah, that's so. That was the thing that shocked me the most, like the early wake up time, which I've heard, you know, I kind of said that Disney's famous for those early wake up times, but also getting there early, walking to the corral. I've done both where I've taken a shuttle and then I've driven. And one year I took the shuttle and getting there was fine. It was the leaving part that I did not enjoy because it was either waiting in a line or depending on the weather. If I'm really sweaty and hot, like I don't want to sit next to someone. Like I kind of just want to be by myself in my own stench. I don't want to be with other people. So I remember that there was, I think it was 2 years, that I had to, that I took the shuttle and I was like, never again, I'm going to focus on just driving myself. And there was even 1 year that, to what you said, people have like are starting to go earlier. So there was 1 year I woke up really early, got there, and then took a nap in my car for like 30 minutes. And I was like, okay, I'm ready. Like I can go and go to the area. Can you, going back to something you shared earlier, because I find that that's a strategy tip that you shared, and I don't think people realize you did, but the importance of doing other races to get that proof of time, and why do you need proof of time?
I've heard so many times that Disney races aren't real races, which they are. You still need to train for them. And again, I use local 10Ks and 5Ks because I'll tell you, nobody wants to get out and just sometimes run 17 miles, especially if you're training for the marathon. So I will use a local half marathon and then add to it. Now, needing the proof of time is just like any other race to get that corral placement, just like if you're running again. The Chicago Marathon, the Publix Atlanta Marathon, you know, for placement. Now, I know, and you know too, a lot of other races are more casual. You may kind of just get in line with your pace. Whereas, no, Disney wants to see a submitted proof of time in order for you to get that higher ABC corral placement. So that is important. So that way, you know, it's not just like, hey, I'm in the very back. Well, you didn't submit a time. So that's what the purpose of running other races outside of Disney for is to get a corral placement for them to determine where you should run.
And I think to add to that, for just so that people know that there is a time frame for which you have to do that race. And I can't remember if it was like 1 or 2 years beforehand, but it's not like you can submit a half marathon time from 5 years ago. Like that doesn't
Correct.
count. There is a
I think
time
it's
frame
like
for
a
these.
year, year and a half, something like the 18 months.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't remember what it is, but I know there's definitely a time frame for it. So in your experience, again, over the past 9 years, how would you say participation in the races has changed?
I do feel we are getting more first-time runners because of the attraction to Disney. I've seen a lot of motivating stories where people have started with a Disney 5K because, hey, I like Disney. And now some of them are trying half marathons, full marathons, not just at Disney, but outside of Disney. So I think, you know, in my 9 years, I've seen it motivate people to maintain just a healthier lifestyle. And if it's by starting with a Disney race, I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
Yeah,
So.
that's, I would say in the past, I guess as I've been hosting this podcast, there's been a lot of things I've realized that I used to recommend to people that I don't recommend anymore. But I would say one of the things that I do stand by when I'm talking to people who want to run, say, their first half marathon, I still stand by recommending Disney races. Like I'm still 100% behind that because it's just, in a way, at least for me, in the way I've experienced Disney races, there's a different pressure, or there's just not a pressure. Like I feel like you're going to run the race for the experience of running the race. And yes, if you get a good time, whatever that means to you, you can do
Correct.
That. Like there are people who don't stop for pictures at all. But for me, whenever I'm thinking of someone who's a first time half marathoner, I always think that person's goal should be just to finish, right? Like just start and finish. And Disney's great because you've got plenty of distractions on the course to help you. I've had years where, for whatever reason, I wasn't feeling my best. And I would tell myself, just run from character picture to character picture, stop, take a picture. And I'm trying to think of the last time I did that. I think I ended the race with over 15 character stops across the half marathon. There was so much, but that's kind of what I did. I ran from character stop to character, and even the informal ones, because I feel like there's the ones that are like, there's no official Disney photographer. Like I definitely with Princess, I remember where it'd be like just the guys holding the glass slipper, and it's like not, it's not, it is a Disney photo stop, but there's no camera person there to make it official. And that really helped because I would stop for the pictures. And for, in my experience, and I'm curious in your experience, it's never been more than like a 5 minute wait for the pictures, and the pictures go by so quickly. So for me, it's anytime I think of first time marathoners, I'm like, do a Disney race, because it's gonna, there's just gonna be so much happening on the course and then visually with other runners and how people are out there, that it is easy to kind of get from start line to finish line.
So yeah, I too, especially on the marathon distance, my twin, I've told several people this, who started running, I told him, when you do decide your marathon, which he did, I was like, make it Disney. It's almost like, because I catch myself doing the marathon and seeing somebody along the course that needs a little extra push, and I'm like, you got it, you know? So you have, and then you're not alone. My first marathon experience wasn't a bad one. I just didn't have a lot of support. I remember finishing, I was one of them, I'll say this, one of the fifth to the last people. There was nobody at the finish line. I'm like, with Disney, you're gonna finish with a crowd, you know, and you're gonna look, and you know, as you're again walking along the roads, you're gonna see all these people and know, I can do this, I'm not alone. So again, I definitely encourage anybody, if you want to do a marathon, just, you know, and get your, you know, it, Disney is magical in that. It'll be a great experience.
I think what one of the things I appreciate the most about the Disney races is its connection to Jeff Galloway. And that's actually how I got into running, because I can't remember if I've told this story on the podcast or if this was just me talking to someone offline, but when I first started running, I didn't really know much, but for some reason I knew about Run Disney. Like, I didn't know about races local to me, but I knew about Run Disney. So I, back in 2012, went on the internet and went to whatever the Run Disney website was at the time. And I saw that they had training plans by Jeff Galloway. And I'm like, who is this Jeff Galloway person? And like, he's got to be good if Disney is recommending him. Like, that was my thought process, because to what you shared earlier, being someone in Florida, it's like Disney is just, for a lot of people, for a lot of Floridians, Disney's just part of being a Florida person. Yes. Like, it's a part of your childhood, or it's just a part of your experience. So I remember going to the Run Disney website, seeing Jeff Galloway, thinking, okay, seems like a legit person. I can't imagine Disney would endorse this person if he didn't know what he was talking about. So I went, Run Disney, Jeff Galloway, looked up Jeff Galloway, and then found that there are official Jeff Galloway clubs across the country. And that's how I got started in running, because I emailed the contact for the Miami chapter of Jeff Galloway. And it was wonderful, because I really didn't know I could complete the distances. I could complete it. I didn't think it. And I remember running that first Disney Princess race and loved how encouraging everyone was. Like, if you were on a walk break, no one said anything to you. Like, it was just like, okay, this is what it is. Like, cool. And then I remember my first few races after Disney, where I would take my walk break and people would tell me, come on, you can keep going. Like, you got this. And I'm like, but my walk break is planned. Leave me alone. So I think that was something as well that was a part of the run Disney culture, at least the races I've done. So I'm curious to know if that's something still that you see in all the races you've participated, this invitation to take walk breaks.
So I'll tell you, I'm a Jeff Galloway runner. My first marathon, a friend, she was like, hey, it wasn't even my idea to run a marathon. So she's like, hey, let's run a marathon. I'm like, okay. I had just ran my first half in February. She found this race in Jacksonville in December, a marathon. I was like, okay, let's do it. So we trained with Hal Higdon. Dude, I thought that, oh man, I've got to run every race the whole time, you know? Fast forward to, I said that would be my one and only marathon. It's like I'm never running another marathon. Again, I had found out I was pregnant with my son, so it wasn't a bad race, but I was just like, I did a marathon, I'm done. So fast forward to 2017, and my brother decides I want to run a marathon. So I was like, you know what? We're gonna get on the Run Disney website. We're gonna follow the Jeff Galloway, because I'm like, hey, this is like training for me too. Worked out with my schedule, it's perfect. Two runs during the week and then a long run on the weekend. So I tell people I do a modified Jeff Galloway all year round. Every week I'm doing 2 30, 45-minute runs and then a long run. So I have adopted that outside of Run Disney. So it doesn't bother me if people are seeing me and thinking I'm walking. That is what I train for. That is what I train to do. So yeah, I'm a big fan. Like I said, I use it. That's my life. If you follow me on TikTok, I say it all the time. I'm on my modified Jeff Galloway. I'm doing my 30-minute runs this week. Then I'm gonna do 7 miles. So it is something that I live by as a runner.
So, I'm gonna poke you. I'm gonna poke you a little bit right now because
Okay.
I feel like there is this, I don't know how to put it, but people think they're not real runners because they can't run straight. What do you say to that?
I run the same time walking as when I did when I ran a straight race. Like comparing my very first half marathon, I run the same time. So who's smarter? Me, I mean, honestly, I maintain I'm between I'd say I'm a middle of the pack runner. So I maintain between a 2 hour and 15 minute to a 2 hour and 35 minute marathon, half marathon. And I can do that whether I run the whole way or walk the whole, walk. So for me, hey, if I can finish to the same time, I'm happy with my time goals. I'm going to keep doing it. So yes, I am still a runner, even if I do walk run intervals.
Yeah, I just need to ask it because I know
Oh yeah.
that
All of her that. Yeah.
the internet can get a little cuckoo with things like that. It
Yeah,
really.
everybody's goal isn't to be a 9 minute runner. Again, I run races sometimes. I set a personal goal. I'll be like, hey, I'm gonna do a sub 2:30 today. I don't have any goals to be a sub 2 hour half marathoner. That's not what I, So it's you knowing your own goals. And hey, if I can maintain that 2:30 and walking and running, I'm definitely going to save myself I'm happy with
Okay, so I'm going to poke you again because
it. Okay.
I do a lot of talking about this stuff. So it's always refreshing for me when I get to hear someone else talk about it because I feel like people will get into running and they think they're not progressing because they're not getting faster. What do you say to that?
So this is a battle that I had with myself right after I had my kid. Us moms, I was like, oh my God, I've gotten slower. But I had to take into consideration what was going on with my life. At that, hey, I can't get out here and do these speed runs. I can't do Not to mention as I get older, not saying that's an excuse, but then again, my body's changing. So it's setting a goal. And I think too, people make unrealistic goals. I can't expect to shave 30 minutes off. Like I said, I'm a 2.5 hour. I don't expect to go run my next half and shave 30 minutes. It's a work in progress, you know? So, you know, you have to take the small gains, you know, saying, hey, I'm going to shave 5 minutes. And then that might. So again, for me, it's that I hate to hear people say that, like, you know, I'm not getting faster. Let's work on some consistency first. What is causing you not to be faster? Is it because, man, I'm not doing the speed runs? Because I'll tell you, I can't get faster. I don't speed train. I don't do enough of it. So I know why I am where I am. So, and then too, I think genetics. Some of it's just genetic. You're not going to be that fast.
Yeah. So I listen. Yeah. And I think it's, I think, can you just give us permission to not do the speed workouts? Because I feel like sometimes people are like, but I have to do this and that and that. And yeah.
Again, it is what you're, because like, it's interesting when I hear people, especially on their first half marathon or first race at Disney, trying to get a time. I'm like, no, this is for you to enjoy. This isn't the race. And then later they say, well, I didn't get pictures. Yeah, that's why I do something else. This is, again, I'm being honest, to enjoy it. You're paying a lot of, it's Disney. It's the only race you will get Disney characters. What you get on that course. So why spend it trying to achieve a time goal when there's too many, what I say, good distractions? Like, oh, if I see Tiana, I'm stopping. If I'm half, you know, there's certain characters, even if I did have a time goal, because a lot of times, again, I'm trying, especially during the marathons, I'm trying to finish because I have to drive back home. But no, if there's a character I want to see, I'm going to stop. So, you know, hey, do what you feel like. I don't do a lot of speed work, but I'm happy where I am as a runner too. So
how did you get to the point where you're happy where you're at as a runner? Because I mean, have you always been like this?
No. Again, like I said, period, right after my kid, I'm telling you, I was like, oh my God. I modified some things back with my diet. And then I had different goals. Again, you would have never told me last year I ran 4 half marathons when 10 years ago I said I wasn't even running one. And I ran the Chicago Marathon to make it number 10. So it's like my goals changed. It wasn't about the speed. Now it's more about the completion of, like, man, I'm looking at longevity. I want to be, we see them on Instagram and stuff. I want to be that person that's 80 still running. I don't care how fast I am. Like, can I still run at 80? So, yeah. So, you know, it's finding your own, again, and I preach that, do you. You know, don't sign up for something. Yes, sign up if, you know, do races if you're friends, but make sure it's what you want to do as well, you know, and find your happiness in it.
That is so important. And I'm curious because I feel like I think that way as well now, but I know I didn't think that way before, like when I started running. That's not what I thought, because I honestly, I had no clue what I was doing. So I thought that I just needed to do like everyone else was doing, like, because I had no clue. Whereas now I don't know how much of it is experience and how much of it is just a general, I don't care what other people are doing. Like, they're so different, but I know that for myself, I had a very, I think, pivotal moment, and I can't even tell you when it happened. Mm-hmm. I know when it started to happen, but that there were moments where whenever I caught myself in that comparison trap, like I would see someone else and I would be like, oh man, look what they're doing, or look how much they're quote unquote progressing. And I would stop myself and say, okay, what does your life look like? And then what does this person's life look like? And oftentimes, and I'm sure you can agree with me, oftentimes it's anyone that I might compare myself to doesn't have kids. That's the big one for me. Exactly. I'm like, they don't have kids. So I'm like, wait, I can't compare myself to you when you don't have kids, because especially, I remember when my kids were really young, And I would see other people who started running at the same time as me, and then they would be running faster or whatever the case is. And I would get so upset. I'm like, why are they progressing? And I'm like, oh yeah, they don't have kids. They didn't wake up three times last night because they
Right.
had a child who couldn't sleep or who had to eat or whatever the case is. So I think that's I guess that the question I'm trying to ask is it experience or is it just finding comfort in who you are as a runner?
Yeah, because I'll tell you one thing I did for myself. I stopped posting my times.
Okay.
I don't post like I did 7 miles. That's all, you know, if I because we're already caught up in this culture of posting. So if you look most of the time, I don't post the time. What does it matter? I did 17 miles. What does it matter? I did them, you know. I will celebrate myself if I do like one of my goals for I ran my first half in 2014. So no, I'm sorry, 2013. So 2023, I went back to the Publix half marathon. And I wanted to do a sub half. I did that. So I celebrated myself. But on a daily, if you ever look, I don't, because I'm like, I don't want to be caught up in the numbers. And then I really don't even pay attention to anyone else's numbers because those are, again, you didn't do baseball, basketball, swim, and then come home, get up at 4, you know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, maintaining a family. So, no, or if some, even with training plans, people will post there, and I stress this, and I'm not telling people not to train. But as we're following training plans, and people say, I was supposed to do a 17 or I was supposed to do 10 miles a day. But what happened? If you're like me, oh, I forgot to put something on the calendar with the kids. So, no, I can't go run 10 miles, but I'm going to get in what I can.
Yep.
So, you know, it's again, not getting caught up. And it's so hard. And it's because even for me, I'm like, oh, FOMO, and I'm not doing this. But again, I'm like, nope, I don't post my times. Because for the people who follow me, right. Make it about you. So you can't look and say, man, Jocelyn's fast. Nobody really has no idea unless you're going to go search that race. Go for it. But yeah.
It's so funny because I posted. So I feel like I always go back and forth with the posting times. And I've talked about it before on the podcast how it's like, oh, I want to post times so that people can see that it's normal to run different times. But then I'm like, why am I going to post it? Like, that's my experience, not anybody else's. Like, there's no point. So then today I posted about a 5K run that I did. And I was like, I'm just so happy I got out. And I posted, on Garmin, like the, not like your, so whatever. So I blocked out the pace and then the heart rate, but the time, the total time, you could see the mileage and the total time. And I was like, you know what? If someone really wants to know the pace, they're gonna do some hard math right now trying
Right,
to calculate it.
exactly.
But it's like, it doesn't even, it shouldn't matter. And again, for myself, I find it where there's like this pull, like this push and pull of should I share, should I not share? And it's like, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter because that's what my training was and that's what I had in me today. And everybody else can do whatever the heck works for them and it's totally okay. But there's still that question of, okay, is that because of experience or experience? And by experience, I just been in this for a long time, or is it just because I'm just comfortable with where I'm at with running?
And that's because that I feel like I'm that way with anything. You know, if I'm just comfortable in that,
Yeah.
I'm comfortable in that. So, you know, I don't even think it's because again, I know a lot of experienced runners who are still chasing that. Man, I should be. I'm like, girl, you ran 50 marathons. You know, that's an accomplishment, but they're still chasing it. But again, I'm like, because we text every day, and I'm like, good luck to you, because no, you know, and you know, like I got up and did my speed training, like. Good job, you know, because we're on our again, even though we're friends and we talk every day. And for a split second, I'm like, man, I'm going to train harder so I can increase my pace. But then I thought, you know, think about it, nope, that is not, I'm happy. I'm happy. So, no, I don't think it's experience. I think it's mindset.
Okay, I
Especially with men,
appreciate.
I'm going to say that and get in trouble. A lot of men, they're always chasing that better.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm like, I mean, experience in terms of like longevity. I don't even know because I find that that for me, it's oftentimes I'll see other people's training and I'm like, oh man, maybe I want to work hard. And then I realize, no, I already work hard. Like what I do is hard. And to do what other people are doing, that would require me to work harder. And I do not want to work harder. I mean, I want to work smarter, right? Like I want to be able to do everything and feel happy with what I'm doing rather than do so much that it becomes a chore or it becomes unenjoyable. So for someone who's just starting with running and they're on social media and there's, you know, what's on social media, but what words of wisdom would you give them?
I will say this. Definitely, and I'm not in an offensive way, be careful who you follow. A lot of people are not being, I'm not saying it's not being truthful, also looking at, again, that person's experience. So you're just starting, finding those people that give those beginner tips. I'll tell you, I'm transparent. I tell people, I walk a lot. You know, they're like, man, you're out every day. Yeah, but I'm walking. But and then again, doing you, if you're going to do a marathon or a half marathon, don't think you're going to train for it in 6 weeks. That's not realistic. Because I see it. Like, I have a half marathon in 6 weeks. I'm like, oh, that's a lot, you know?
I find that, and I don't know if you notice the same thing, but it's been my observation that people are more likely to do that with the Disney races than any other races. Again, like the Facebook group, the weekend of Dopey. So for those of you who don't know, Dopey is January, but that's when you do the 5K, 10K, half marathon, and marathon. And I call it a popcorn moment. And those are those moments where I just sit back and I'm like reading the comments.
Yes.
Like, what are y'all thinking and doing? But there was a whole thread of people who were talking about how they hadn't trained and they were just going to show up and hope for the best. And I'm like, are y'all like, are we okay right now? So I don't know if you've observed the same, but I just find that to be, again, like something that seems a little more unique to the Disney events.
It is. I just hate it for people that do that, because then a lot of times you see a lot of disappointment in the back end. And I've seen a lot of those stories. And again, I don't know what it is about Disney. It does attract people. And I hate this when I hear people say, again, Disney are not real racist. They are. You have us, and I don't call myself an elite runner by all means, but a person who, again, even with a short career, I say short, the last, you know, decade, getting into running myself, I'm training for these. I wouldn't dare just say, hey, even though I've ran, you know, I've got a few marathons under my belt. I know Disney, I know what to expect, but then I don't want to be injured. I see people, if you did a Disney race right out the gate, you're like, oh my God, they're not going to make it, you know? And so I hate when people do that. And it is, Disney's gaining, which has always been popular, but it's definitely more of, let me do this because it looks easy. And it's not, you know, it's still the mileage. I tell people the mileage is 26 miles. You know, it's 13 miles. It doesn't shorten because it's Disney. You know, it's not that magical, but it's still the same mileage. So it's still there.
To kind of add to that, right? So these are courses that they are certified courses, right? Like they are certified courses. There are timing chips. There are, you know, your timing pads at the different, at different marks throughout the course, but there is also a course limit, right? So can you talk to us a little bit about the balloon lady?
So course limit, just like any other race, Disney has a set time that they stop the course. If you've ran a Disney race, we call them the party buses, or pretty much those are sleeper buses. If you're not maintaining a 16-minute mile pace, you will be asked to get on the bus. So Disney does have sweepers, but they're balloon ladies. They do exist. They are really there. You will be swept. But those ladies are the very last ones to start. And they maintain a 16-minute mile pace. I've never been that far back, but I hear that there's a 30-second buffer after they pass, and then you're actually swept by some bicycles. And I think that's where, even as of late, I'm going to share this tip. They've started sweeping at the 5K. This is something new because, again, people are signing up and say, oh, I've got time. Nope, and it's getting longer and longer. Disney's a business. They have to open the roads, they have to open the course, they have to open the park. Even with the marathon and half marathons, Epcot, if you're familiar with the course, that used to be a safe zone, not anymore. There are even, people used to run the marathon. That's about mile 23. If you make it there, it's like, oh, I'm safe. No, you're not even safe there anymore. So again, because they're trying to be more stricter, again, because they're getting a reputation, I think, but this is personally just my opinion, of these are easy races. So it's like, no, we're gonna set a standard. We're a unique race, but we're still a very serious race. So,
And can you, it's my understanding that that course limit begins once the balloon ladies cross the start line. Because I've had
correct.
people reach out to me and they're like, but I'm afraid they're gonna pick me up. And I'm like, what corral are you in? And they're like, I'm in corral C. And I'm like, no, you're fine. Like,
You
you're gonna
should be
be
fine.
good. So, is that correct that it's
That
from
is
when
correct.
they cross the finish line,
Yes.
they're the ones that are bringing
Right.
everyone?
There are the very, just like any other race, you've got that dead last person that starts. And it varies on the number of corrals, because, like, it can be, they normally do alphabetical, alphabetical corral numbers or letters. So say, for instance, I think F was in Disneyland. So F is the very last. They're the very
Okay.
last people to start an F. So again, that's where the proof of time comes in. Submit that proof of time so you are, in a high, you may be placed in C. You may be placed in, and it gives you time to get those pictures. I always, my tip is, just be cautious of your pace time. If you know you're not a runner, and as much as you, it's Disney and I want to get that picture, keep in mind, you still have to maintain that pace. You have to maintain that 16-minute pace. So if you stop, and again, this depends on how popular the character is and how early you start. I skip a lot of lines because I'm like, man, I just don't want to wait that long because, I want my body to keep moving. So yeah, that's something to still take into consideration, even though it's 16 minutes past, after that, those ladies are the last one to start. You still need to keep that, still keep it in mind for yourself. Hey, regardless of where I start with them, I want to keep that 16 minutes for myself.
Yeah, that is, thank you. Thank you. Because that's something, again, I've told people, I'm like, that's what I assume it is. But since I've got you, I can just ask you. Okay, so I have a few questions that are kind of Disney, but not really, right?
Okay.
So in your opinion, why is it important for you to run?
I'm in healthcare. I see a lot of things. I definitely want to live the most healthiest life for me. I've always been active. I was a cheerleader in middle school, high school. I decided not to in college, but running is what I picked up after high school just to maintain and be in shape. So now that I have a kid who I promised he could get on my treadmill a little later, I want to be active for him because he keeps me busy. I need the energy to keep up with him. He's an active one.
So speaking of your son, why is it important for him to see his mother be a runner?
Oh, nothing more than him saying, "Mommy, I'm so proud of you. You're so strong." So when I run, him and I don't know if I've shared this. Him and my husband, I've never been more happy. They were at mile 13 in the Chicago Marathon, and both of them sitting there, eyes crying. They were like, "Mommy, you're doing great." So, him being proud of his mom for completing and conquering stuff. Because I'm like, man, this is, I didn't know if I could do this. So him seeing me, because I share my goals. What are you doing today, Mom? What are you running? And so he loves to come look at my medals. Did you run? And how many is this? So just for him to see that he can do it too, be it whatever, be it, like I said, he plays baseball, he plays basketball, he swims, and do it and enjoy it and love it. So
I had this conversation with someone else on the podcast about how running is a privilege, and not just because, you physically can run, but because for a lot of communities of color, running is not something that you can do, whether it's for finances or whether it's time or whether it's you live in a neighborhood where it's not safe
Right.
to run. How are you changing that narrative?
So I grew up where I grew up in Florida. I'm a Panama City area. I didn't know any Black runners. The ones that ran were in the military. And the military, but to know anybody that ran and exercised, no. Outside of, again, my friends and those that played football, played basketball. So for me, especially when I got to give credit to Black Girls Run, it was great that this organization came. This shows that yes, we can run. There's nothing to keep me from running, because again, I started my page because I was pregnant, and all my community and friends were like, "You shouldn't be running. You're pregnant." No, because the myth it was it, you know it was taboo for somebody to run pregnant. It's taboo to run running with your kid, in a stroller. So for me, it was like, we need to let go of that thinking and definitely be healthier. We can do this with the clearance from your doctor. My doctor was all gung-ho. She was already, she was like, yeah. I was like, you sure? She's like, yeah, you're fine. So it was just showing that we can do this. There's no excuses, especially I try to really show my kid, because I have a lot of women, African American women, say, how do you manage the time? I bring my kid with me. Let's make him healthy too. Let him, because again, and starting with a healthy mindset, at a young age. So that's some of it.
Yeah, and I find that, and this is kind of like off topic here, but even just talking about maternal health, particularly with Black women, right? Where it's like you're at an increased, there's an increased risk because of,
Everything.
yeah, forever, like for everything. But I think even that of showing just that you can, right? Like you can do these things, that it's not limited to a certain subset of the population, that there that you can do it. And I find that, did you even think about that? Like, did you even like, has it dawned on you to be like, oh, here I am doing something that really does, it does kind of go against what a lot of people think.
Now it does. It didn't in the beginning. It didn't in the beginning, really. It was more of me. If you know me, I'm like, I can do this. I was like, I can run up and, when, but because again, I had so many people. Again, I'm telling you, it was so crazy. Like I said, running pregnant and hearing the negative stuff, not in a bad way. They just didn't know it was negative. Like, that's not going to be good. So good for the baby. That's not. So I was like, I'm determined. I was like, I'm gonna run up until I have this baby. I did. I ran that morning. We went to the hospital. I did 3 miles. I walked there. So for me, it was more of, I can do this regardless of, because people say I'm not supposed to. But I'm like, no, there are other people. Why can't I? Nobody explained. There was no reason on why I couldn't,
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
yeah.
To kind of pull it back, so I'm going to ask the broader question of why does representation in running matter?
Oh, goodness. I mean, it within the Black community, there's still a big, we have to do better health-wise. Because again, I work in healthcare. I see a lot of things that can change with us as a people that need to, based on just basic health. So representation to see that, hey, we can get out here, we can live healthier, we can be healthier, and not, I shouldn't say this, not just a subset of people from another country. They're not the only runners, even though they are,
Yeah.
So we need to do this just more from overall health. And it, I'll tell you, it's cheap. It's cheaper. It's a free form of activity. I choose to pay for Disney races, but anybody can get out and do this. It doesn't cost a thing to put on some sneakers and run. So that's why I think it's more, again, I'm in healthcare. I've been PTA for 17 years. And I see a lot of things with just a little bit of movement that can prevent a lot. And seeing somebody that, hey, with a busy lifestyle, it still can be done. So.
Yeah, and I think that's always why it's so important for us to tell our stories so that you, I mean, you just, right, like your Instagram, whether you're on TikTok, like wherever it is you're at, you have no clue who you're reaching. But if you're not sharing, you're not reaching anybody, right? Like you really
exactly
don't know who you're reaching. So it did. Okay, I'm going to ask another question and then I'm going to ask the question. That I want to ask. Okay, so representation in running, we know why it matters. Now, mm-hmm. representation in running specific to run Disney events, why does it matter there?
Oh, because we like Disney too. I think, and I'll tell you, in the last 3 or 4 years, I've really seen more, I would say, African American women, we love Disney. Like, we love Disney too. And it's not just Princess Tiana. My sister-in-law, I mean, I'm being honest, my sister-in-law loves Jasmine. She I love Minnie Mouse. I am a Minnie Mouse girl. Tiana's a second, but we're princesses too. That's why, again, the princess weekend, I guess, was so special. That's why, because I'm a Disney princess lover too. As a matter of fact, I'm going to channel Belle. I'm going to tell everybody, this episode will air after, but I'm gonna be Belle for the race. So I think sometimes there's a want to do but scared to go through that door because I'm gonna be the only person that looks like me. I don't care. Hey, I'm gonna dress up, I'm gonna go have fun, and I'm gonna look good doing it. That's me. I'm gonna look good doing it.
So yeah. I'm so glad you said that, because now my question isn't gonna be awkward at all, but it's
okay.
How do you do that, right? Of like, how do you silence the voice that says, I'm the only one that is doing this, or I'm the only one that looks like me that's doing this? Because it's the same. Like again, I think of wherever you are on social media, right? There are people who are choosing not to share in the way that you are sharing. Right. There are people who may love Belle, but then say, no, I can't do Belle. So yeah. how?
You know, you just do it. Again, it goes back to I'm a glass half full. I don't think about people are so worried about, I'm gonna look silly, I'm not gonna fit in, instead of I'm just gonna go do it, and then not realizing the love you will get from being you, you know? So a lot of times I'll put together something and I'm like, oh my God, I hate it. And then people love it. Good thing about the Disney community, it's very welcoming, you know? So I found that early on, that it didn't matter what I look like. Thankfully, that community has always been very welcoming. So I never felt like I was out of place. So, and that's lucky. I don't know. I hope everybody's had such a great experience. But I feel too, I've gotten other Black women, because they've told me, I want to do a race because you look like you have so much fun. And I hope, along with seeing me there, feeling the love from everybody else there, so it doesn't feel different. So.
Which to me is a call to action to the mm-hmm. running community, of making sure mm-hmm. that those of us who are in the running community already make it as welcoming as possible for those who are
everybody. Yep. No matter shape, size, or color. Cause it's a big thing. Some people say, I'm not a runner because I look like this, but you are, you can be. So.
Yeah. Okay. I have three more questions for you. And this one These is an easy tough. One. Can you, this one's easy. The last three are the easiest.
Okay.
All right. So, can you tell us where we can find you, where we can follow you, just how can we connect with you more?
Awesome. That's the easiest question I've been asked all day. I am, and I love it. I am Mom Run This, as spelled just like it sounds. I am the same on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. Threads connects everybody too. I post over there occasionally, but mostly Instagram and TikTok. So yeah, TikTok is where I do more informative. You know, that's more if you want to follow me daily on, hey, I got up and ran this. And then, Instagram, I kind of play around with. You might get that, but just you know, just the more motivating, like, hey, you can do it type stuff. So
Okay, question number two is what do you have coming up that we can celebrate you in?
So I do have Princess Half Marathon weekend coming up, so I'm gonna do the challenge. Again, I'm gonna challenge. I'm gonna do a bell, and I'm gonna tell you my half marathon, Mama Odie. So because it's Tiana themed. Then I have marathon number 12, the Albany Marathon in Albany, Georgia. So that's March 2nd. I did just add, yeah, it's coming up. So in about a month. Also, I just added, it's been all over social media, the Every Woman's Marathon in Savannah, Georgia. So I'm going to do that with a couple of girlfriends. Also, I'll be pacing my very first half in May. So I'm excited about that with Beast Pacing. So that was something that's on my calendar that's going to be very new. Anybody want to run in Fort Walton Beach, Florida? It's the hometown half. I'll be pacing the 240 group. So come join me. I would love, love, love to have people run with me. So that's what's going on my calendar for right now.
Yeah, and it's just kind of just because my brain, the run coach in me is calculating stuff. So you are doing Disney Princess the weekend before you're running a marathon.
Yeah, that's my training run. Again, a training run for my marathon. So hey, it lined perfectly. That's my last long run for me.
That's why I'm like, okay, I see you. I see you. All right, the last question is, what are your final words for us?
Final words, be yourself and have fun doing
What we
it.
all need to hear all the time, all
That's
the time. Jocelyn, thank you so much for joining me and for sharing just all the Disney goodness, but beyond the Disney goodness, it's you, and it's just you, just
Thanks. Yes.
you are a Disney character yourself with the joy that you share with all of us, and it really is,
Thanks.
it's just a gift. You're just a gift. You're a gift to
Thanks.
all of
Thanks.
us
I appreciate
who
that.
want to run, and I just want to thank you for that. So
You're
thank you so
welcome.
much for being on the podcast. And I really do look forward to seeing how these Disney races plus your marathon goes down. So I can't wait. All right.
Thanks.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
I have such fun memories of my Run Disney experiences, and I'm so grateful I got to talk to someone who so beautifully embodies the Run Disney ethos and culture. Thank you, Jocelyn, for sharing all your Run Disney knowledge with us and for being a trailblazer in representation and joy as a runner. For more on Jocelyn, give her a follow on both Instagram and TikTok at MomRunDis. You can reach out to me on Instagram at The Cookie Runner or through my website at thecookierunner.net. You can also support this podcast with a rating, review, or a share. Until next time, run happy, run strong, and run true to you.